Good morning, Coast Rangers. Monday, October 9th, 2017, coming at you with your guys' weekly gym update. We're going to be doing these each week for you guys, kind of keep everybody in the know and keep you guys up to date on things that are happening inside the gym. So this week, Saturday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., we've got our pumpkin carving party. That's a mouthful. If you guys bring your pumpkins, bring your guys' carving tools, a drink of choice if you'd like, and come hang out with us and carve some pumpkins. It's going to be a good time. Also, if you guys are part of our Above and Beyond program, this week is testing week. This is going to be a pre-test for a five-week muscle endurance cycle that we're going into that we will retest right before Thanksgiving. If you guys aren't a part of our Above and Beyond program, head on over to our website. Click on the Coach's Corner link. And from there, if you scroll down, you'll find a write-up that I did on why I created the Above and Beyond program and how I think it might be able to help you. There's also an awesome discount code in there too as well, only 10 bucks a month to give you guys some amazing extra programming if that's what you're looking for. We got some birthdays this week, starting today with one of our amazing athletes, Ashley Mendoza. Ashley has been with us since she was a tiny little baby. Now she's all grown up and getting ready to graduate high school. Happy birthday, Ashley. On looks like Wednesday, October 11th, we have one of our newer members, Liz Gutierrez. Happy birthday, Liz. On Thursday, the 12th of October, we have two birthdays. First one is Candace. Candace came to us after one of our Gilroy Browns boys, Rossi, who was doing the program with us. She saw the amazing results that he was having. Came in to kind of pick him up a couple times. Obviously, was introduced to the amazing people here at the gym. Fell in love, and now she's been with us since June of this year. Also, on October 12th, we've got one of our other members, Rick. Rick is Martha's brother. If you guys don't know either Martha or Rick, you guys need to get to know them. Both of them will put an amazing spotlight in your day. Yeah, if you haven't heard Martha's laugh, you guys know what I'm talking about. It'll just light up your day. If you guys haven't hung around Rick, not a bad bone in that guy's body. Just an amazing person, hard worker, wants to move perfect. He's every coach's dream for sure. So happy birthday, Candace and Rick. October 13th, that's this Friday, we have Patricia. Patricia is one of our local Gilroy principals here. Not only is it her birthday this Friday, but also next month, December 27th, it's her one-year anniversary with us. So congratulations on both, Patricia. If you guys don't know Patricia, it's because you have never been to a 5:30 a.m. class. She comes every morning at 5:30 a.m., and she's one of the most consistent people we have. So make sure you guys, every once in a while, go attend one of those 5:30 a.m. classes and get to know the other members. That's it for this week, but some stuff to look forward to next week. We've got next Saturday, October 21st, our first ever team competition. That's going to be from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you're not working out, please come spectate. We also need some volunteers too as well, you guys, in order to help us out with judging, moving equipment, that type of stuff. It's going to be three workouts, and we're going to have some amazing vendors. A couple vendors to help fuel the athletes. First one is going to be Puori. They're coming down with some of their new whey protein and carbs. And also ATP Mechanics will be there too as well. Now, that's to keep our athletes fueled. But what about the spectators? Don't worry, we got you guys covered too as well. We've got the Run Shop and Hops is going to be there pouring beers for you guys and making sure you get nice and loud for everybody during the competition. And also 1051 Cider Company. They're a local cider company out of Morgan Hill. Unfortunately, they're not going to be pouring any cider. They haven't gotten their liquor license just yet. It's in the works and going to be here soon. But they will be there to give out information about their brand and also sell some growlers that they have. So if you guys want to support a local company that has some amazing cider, they'll be there too as well. Just so happens to fall in line with that theme that that day is also the Gilroy Beer Crawl. If you guys are hanging out afterwards, we're going to be heading downtown and continuing with that beer crawl and kind of making a day out of it. So please continue to hang out with us afterwards. Come on down, have some beers, especially if you're a volunteer. Let me buy you a beer. I would really love to do that for helping us out. And we hope you guys can make it next Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Some things for holiday hours for the Halloween, you guys. On Halloween, we're going to be open for every single class. except for our 4:30 and 6. So we got our 5:30 a.m., our 8:30 a.m., and our noon classes will all be open. Close from 4:30 to 6, so you guys can go and head on out and trick-or-treat with the little ones. Or if you like to trick-or-treat by yourself, that's cool too as well. No judging. but yeah, also, if you guys are so inclined, please wear your costume on Halloween to the workout. We're going to be giving away a prize for best costume of the day. Last thing we have for you guys this week on social media, I don't know if you guys saw, but we released finally something we've been working on for a really long time. That was our Coast Range CrossFit core values. We've created rough draft after rough draft after rough draft of this over the last year, really trying to put on paper what do we want in coaches, in members, and how do we want our gym to operate from a core values perspective. We finally came up with what we believe to be the true heart and soul of what has not only made our gym so amazing, but will continue to make our gym head and toes above all the others. And it starts with not necessarily the best athletes in the world, but the best people. Our core values are discipline, integrity, and passion. Quick little cliff notes on what that means, you guys. Obviously, as an athlete, discipline means just getting your butt to the gym, making sure you're eating the right food and going to sleep on time. The easy stuff. Discipline outside the gym is not as easy, though. It's making sure that we are holding true to the values that we know we should have in a health perspective. So by going to bed on time, understanding that it'll allow us to be a better person the next day because we're not grumpy, because we're not super tired. It's taking the Sunday to, instead of go drink a bunch of beers, go to the grocery store and meal prep, because we know that by meal prepping for the week and having that discipline to do that, it's going to set up the rest of our week for success. The next one is integrity. Inside the gym, integrity, and this is a big one for us, is never saying anything negative about anyone ever. The only time that we should ever be speaking somebody's name is in a positive light, especially when you guys are within our gym walls. It's introducing yourself to new members and going out of your way to make sure they feel comfortable and like this is their brand new home. It's keeping the gym clean, right? If you guys bring in things like dogs, if you guys drop trash, if you guys do whatever, it's taking the extra time after the workout is over to clean up the dog hair, to pick up the trash, to make sure your area was clean, maybe wipe down your ball or your bar. Just treating the place as if it was your own home. It's holding true to the points of performance and listening to your coaches. Understanding that while many coaches have different experience levels, the bottom line is that they're all here for the betterment of you, and they are the experts in this environment, just as you are the expert in your work environment. Holding the integrity portion outside of the gym is the little things. Most of us have those CRCF stickers on our car. When you guys are driving around, it's understanding that you're representing Coast Range CrossFit, not just yourselves, and that's having integrity. Integrity in terms of outside the gym is the littlest of tiniest things that we may not think about, like returning the grocery cart to the store after we're done so that the poor young bagger doesn't have to run around the entire lot picking up all the grocery carts, right? It's never talking bad about anybody. It's eating the right foods. It's doing all the things we know we should be doing when nobody's looking. Not because we want praise for them, but because we know it's what we should be doing. Our final core value, guys, is passion. What we consider passion is having passion in coming to the gym and eating the way you do and going to sleep on time because you understand that they're not things that you have to do, but they're things that we get to do. We're lucky to be able to work out in the gym we get to work out in. We're lucky to be able to hang around the people we do. We're lucky to eat broccoli and fish and rice and cauliflower and all those things because there's plenty of people in this world that would die to be in the situation we're in to be able to do those things. So those are our core values, you guys. We created these core values based off of who we believe we already are, not who we want to be. So this is a big attaboy to you guys and thank you for creating such an amazing gym by upholding these core values of discipline, integrity, and passion. If you guys want, we had some amazing wristbands made with our core values on them. They have discipline, integrity, and passion etched into them on the outside. We got the little buffalo on there too. And then on the inside, this is the coolest part of the bracelets. They say, leave your legacy. Basically what that's saying is that with these core values, having discipline in your life, living a life of integrity, and having passion for what you do, we believe that it's not going to help you just be a healthy person that lives a long time, but it's really going to help you leave a legacy behind that you would want to leave and that people would really want to have from you too as well. So, yeah, if you guys have any questions about that, let me know. Bracelets are $2, and they're at the gym. Grab your coach if you'd like to get one. That's all we got for this week's update, you guys. We'll see you guys next Monday.